These.
Kick out football.
Kick out football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
Yes. Our football picks. Time for the Michael K. Show Pro Picks, brought to you by Bud Light. I started off the week in ignominious fashion. Although I'd make the pick 100 times over the next 100 days, I lost. That was my three-pointer. Peter, I think you had the best week in terms of games.
You sure did.
So I guess you go first with your tripe that you'll throw our way.
But it's upsetting because it speaks to the point that I have not done a good job allocating points, because you guys both went 1-2 for 3 points, and I went 2-1 for 3 points. Got to do a better job than that. I just have to. But I only have two picks for you today because I got my first game right, and that would be the Giants yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got the Giants for 1 point yesterday. Mm-hmm. 1 point. I'm going to roll the old dice here on a team that we've all agreed just seems to be getting better and better, and that would be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
As time goes on, they appear to be a real contender. And they have a tough game tomorrow, Sunday, I should say, at Tennessee. Won with Tennessee last week, though they cut it very, very close. And this week, Tennessee's playing a much better team in Pittsburgh. And here's the way I look at it, guys. I don't know how you look at the logic. How often do you get a team as good as Pittsburgh getting points? All they got to do is come out and get a win in Tennessee. And this is one of the tougher matchups the Steelers have had this season. And I see them stepping up and getting a W. Don't know how much they'll win by, but guess what? They're 1.5-point dogs. So all they got to do is get a W in Tennessee. And I will put my two-pointer on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Awful.
And I know this number's scaring some people off. And I understand why it's scaring some people off. But, guys, the Jets simply cannot win or play well against anyone. If I'm proven wrong this week, I'm proven wrong. But Dom made the point earlier. Buffalo is desperate for a win. This is a good football team that has not gotten W's the last couple of weeks. And guess when they're going to get one? This week. The game's in New York. It doesn't matter. Could be in Buffalo. Could be at the Meadowlands. Makes no difference. I'll gladly give those 12.5 and put my 3 points on the Buffalo Bills to smoke the Jets this weekend. 2 points
wow.
on the Steelers, 3 points on the Bills.
Interesting. Don?
All right, I've got three selections today.
Of course.
I'm going to go with my 1 point play first. Panthers and Saints in New Orleans. Do you realize that Teddy Bridgewater is 18-4? Against the spread as an underdog in his career?
No.
And 14-2 as a quarterback against the spread on the road as a dog. No Thomas, no Sanders for the Saints. I'm getting 7.5. Taking the Carolina Hurricanes.
Really?
Carolina Panthers, excuse me.
Right.
As my 1 point play.
I love hockey.
I was listening to RJ Bell because I enjoy the spot. And he brought up a very intelligent
point.
You
know, R.J. Bell, by the way, is 0-6 on the Rothenberg DiPietro Canty vehicle.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 0-6 this year.
He's just throwing garbage. But he's much better on our show. And the Seahawks-Cardinals game is interesting because the Seahawks may be a tad bit overrated. I'll agree with him. They seem to be, and I brought this up to R.J. and he agreed, an average football team with a great quarterback. Murray is the first quarterback to have 5 games in which he has thrown a touchdown pass and ran for a touchdown pass in the first 6 games. It's the first time that's ever happened in NFL history. I'm getting 3.5 points. Arizona's kind of in a house of horrors for Seattle. That's, of course, where the ill-fated interception happened. They had a tie there a few years ago against the Cardinals, plus 3.5. I mean, that's going to be my 2 point play.
That's
the Cardinals is the dog.
I just like to say, Don.
Yes.
That's a terrific pick.
Thank you, because you're hot, so I'm going to feel good.
Terrific pick. I thought
my
about it earlier in the week.
Play.
Go ahead.
You know, RJ brought this up as well, that from a statistical standpoint, the Cowboys were not nearly as bad as the final score. The problem with the Cowboys is the turnovers, especially the two Ezekiel Elliott fumbles early that spotted the Cardinals 14 points. That really did the Cowboys in. got a really good look at the Redskins last week, and other than a pretty decent second half, I wasn't really thrilled with them overall. And now they're it's a pick 'em game, right? With the way we have it, is it's the Cowboys minus a half a point. So basically it's picking a victor. And as bad as the Cowboys have been, I think they can squeeze out a win against Washington, especially when you consider the fact that Dallas is 15-4 against the spread in the division since 2017. So that's enough for me to make the Cowboys my three-point play.
3 points on the Cowboys. Interesting.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
How do I even make picks after the debacle of yesterday?
You should.
Although I do it all again. How do I do it? Well, I have to do it. I'm contractually obligated.
That's not true.
I am.
Well, we gave him picks. We can move on. You don't have to do this.
My 2-point play. I'll go with R.J. Bell for the third week in a row and hope that he wins. I'm going to take the Cardinals over the Seahawks. I don't love the pick, but I'm throwing my weight behind R.J.
Now, real quick, just quick pause here. Mm-hmm. You guys now are both putting a lot in R.J. Bell this week.
Yeah.
And he's had a bad couple of weeks. If you guys both get this wrong, we have to have a conversation with R.J.
I think we had it already.
But if it's another week in the toilet... That he's ripping
off
our
listeners.
I take
responsibility for my own picks. I brought up R.J. Bell because he made some points about the Seahawks that I agree with. So it's not like I'm taking his pick. We're both agreeing, and I thought there was a great chance to promote his spot.
All right,
so
I
would not blame him for this.
Okay.
No.
My 1-point pick. I'm going to take Doug Marrone and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Horrible pick.
You know, we all talk about the Chargers and how their young quarterback is so impressive. I mean, he's 0-4. The number is 9.5. Marrone keeps it close. That's what Bronx kids do. Yeah. So I think the Chargers in L.A. will win the game, but it's not going to be the blowout you think. My 1-point pick, Doug Marrone's Jaguars over the Los Angeles Chargers. One other pick I like, the bonus pick, since I don't make three. I like the Rams against the Bears on Monday night.
You should have picked that one. Better than both your picks.
You know, you're very chatty for a guy in last place.
But I have a question. I'm in first place this week so far.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.